Erias Lukwago, the lawyer of opposition leader Kizza Besigye, says the retired colonel and former physician of the president had to walk with support when the two met at Rosera Prison on Wednesday.
He's been experiencing episodes of some drastic spike in the pressure levels which are not explained, and the unfortunate bit has not been given the opportunity of seeing his personal physician. It's only the in-house doctors who have been coming around to monitor the situation, but unfortunately again they are also ill-equipped.
Besigye was kidnapped from Kenya last year and presented to a military court in Uganda. He was charged, among others, plotting to destabilize Uganda's security. Last month, the Supreme Court delivered a judgment nullifying with immediate effect the prosecution of all civilians in military courts, which it said was unconstitutional.
There are no pending charges against him, no ongoing proceedings before any court, no order of remand. He is not a convict, so his status here is unique.
Kampala lawyer and activist Sarah Birete agrees. She terms the continued detention of Besigye as illegal.
The prison authorities are in contempt of the Supreme Court decision, are in violation of the right to liberty of Dr. Besigye and Haj Obed Rutare. They are also, you know, failing in their duties by holding people with no documentation.
After the Supreme Court ruling, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni posted on his social media ex, formerly Twitter, criticizing the ruling, saying the country is not governed by judges, but by the people. Museveni defended the military courts, saying its trials reinforce the civilian judicial system to defend the lives of people against armed criminals. For VOA News, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinjini, Kampala, Uganda.